It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
It's the best of most country, 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And we do have a friend from the community today, Tina from LifeNet, Director of Communications. I didn't get it all.
Public Relations.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that fun stuff.
All that good stuff wrapped into one. And Tina comes by way of down around Houston originally, but you've been in the community for a number of years now.
I've moved up here in 2006, so it's home.
Yeah.
And yeah, love it. A little bit of experience in a lot of different places, but LifeNet is my home and the company I've ever worked for. Absolutely love them.
All right. Well, I had lots of questions about LifeNet because, you know, a lot of people just think, okay, the people that drive the ambulance. But it's so much more than that. Start out with the people who actually have to go out to your home, wherever the accident is or the incident is, paramedics and such. Talk about that.
Yep. So our EMTs and paramedics are some of the most amazing people. They are trained in pre-hospital care. Our EMTs go to school for about a semester, and actually for a semester, not about, and learn how to take care of patients. And then our paramedics are the ones who actually work with you in the back of the ambulance during transport. They go to school for about a year. They learn basically anything you can think of that would happen in an emergency room on wheels. They learn how to do it in the back of the ambulance. They work under the medical direction of local physician, Dr. Matt Young, and they work under his guidance, and they do pre-hospital care, anything that you can think of.
Yeah, it's a, you know, that's one of those emergency situations. They have to be trained, they have to be level-headed, cool-headed, calm, able to handle anything that comes their way. And it's a great profession. I understand you probably are short on some of them.
We are a national shortage, not just here, but across the nation. If there's anybody out there that's thought, man, I would really like to get in the healthcare field, EMS is one of the fastest ways to get into healthcare.
Right.
You can enroll now at either of the two local community colleges in the EMT program. It's going to be a semester. If you don't have a job, great, you can do it. If you do have a job, it's also designed that you can become an EMT around your schedule. We have teachers that work for us just in the summertime, work a couple of shifts during the year, so it can be a part-time job. You just want to give back to your community. And the paramedic program's an additional year after that. We really encourage anybody considering going into EMS to just go all the way through and get their paramedic certification.
Right.
But we need EMTs and paramedics. We need dispatchers.
Yeah, that's the only other side of it, the dispatchers. Talk a little bit about the dispatchers, because they're the people taking the emergency call.
They are the first responder.
Yeah, they're your link. They're your line. They're talking to you. When somebody calls, tell us what happens after that.
So when you call 911 for an emergency, you're going to be directed to our local public safety answering point, which here in Texarkana is Bi-State. And when they discover it's a medical emergency, they're going to transfer you over to our call center. We have a state-of-the-art call center. It's actually brand new, opened last October, over on the Nash exit.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably see our LifeNet sign and the ambulance out there. And when they talk to you, we work in teams.
Uh-huh.
We work in teams not only on the ambulance but in the call center. And so you're going to talk to what we call the call taker.
Right.
They're going to ask you a lot of questions, your name, your phone number. They're going to ask you your phone number twice, your address twice, and you're going to think, I just gave it to you. That's because in a medical emergency, we transpose things in our heads. We say the wrong numbers. We want to make sure we have the right way to get in touch with you. They're also going to give you pre-arrival instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trained both to be an emergency medical dispatcher, and our EMTs within their first year working for us also become EMTs. Several of them are paramedics.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trained in how to give you pre-arrival instructions through emergency medical dispatch. You stay on the phone with them until they tell you to get off.
Right.
And that's important because that pre-arrival instruction, they're going to help you take care of your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
If it's sudden cardiac arrest, they're going to teach you how to do CPR.
Wow.
And then simultaneously, the dispatcher, their partner, is talking to our ambulance crew, relaying everything.
So they can tell them what's exactly going on at that second in the home, if things have gotten better, things have gotten worse.
Yeah, what to expect.
What to expect when they get in there and walk in. That's great. That's great. Now, dispatchers, EMTs, paramedics, what kind of shifts do they work?
Yep, so all of our dispatchers work 12-hour shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our EMTs and paramedics work 12-hour shifts. Here in the Texarkana area, in Miller and Bowie County, they're 12-hour shifts. Out in Cass and Red River County, and soon to be Morris County on September 1st, most of those shifts are 24-hour shifts.
Okay. 103.9985 mypigradio.com, and this would be News Time, which is brought to you by DeLauders, our good friends, serving your family since 1977. They are your family-owned grocery store in Maud, Texas. Check out the weekly specials on beverages and groceries, and they got a great meat market over there. You can get all the great steaks, ribs, hamburger meat, whatever you like. Check it out, Kyle DeLauder and his crew. Instead of news, we've got Tina from LifeNet. Tina, we've been talking about what LifeNet all does. Of course, you got the traditional ground ambulances that we talk about so much, but also there is the helicopter.
Yeah, we have a helicopter and a fixed wing. Mm-hmm. The helicopter is utilized for serious injuries when we need to get somebody somewhere fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's located over at the Texarkana Regional Airport, so is our fixed wing. Fixed wing is used for longer distance flights or maybe if weather prevents the helicopter from flying. The helicopter, a lot of people don't know. If you've been in the area a while, you do, but a lot of people don't know it's the oldest operating helicopter program in the state of Arkansas.
You were talking about Don Ruggles earlier.
Yep.
Don, you kind of got it all kicked off.
Don Ruggles is the heart of that program. He, when his son Tony was involved in an accident, he realized that there might have been a better way to get him to the hospital faster, and he wanted to make sure that no other family had that same problem. And so he brought a medical helicopter. He worked really hard, met Roy Morgan, who was at the time the founder of Air Methods. Mm-hmm. Roy Morgan kind of helped him bring the helicopter here. Mm-hmm. At the time it was called Air Life, and when Wadley and Christus merged together in 1993, sure, the program switched names to become LifeNet Air because LifeNet was formed.
So. Right. Well, I mean, in critical times where you're kind of out in the countryside, a little far away, or if the medical situation deems it necessary, seconds can mean everything.
Correct.
As far as saving a person's life. And you also do the, like, the transfer, like if they come here, but then they see that, well, we really need to go to Little Rock or somewhere like that.
We do that both ground and air. Mm-hmm. If it's a critical patient, think about a stroke patient.
Right.
Maybe a patient has massive cardiac problems, mm-hmm, seriously ill, septic, all of those types of patients, time, like you said, matters. And so we may fly them via helicopter if the doctor deems that that's necessary. We call that interfacility transport. It's probably the bulk of what our helicopter program does,
uh-huh,
in this area.
Yeah.
But we do scene flights as well.
Yeah, yeah. Every once in a while they go, the helicopter's out. It's such a, and usually it's, you know, 20 or 30 miles away from town or whatever, and it means something to get it done in minutes instead of longer. We talked to you on the Facebook about membership program.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Our membership program, a lot of people don't know about it, and we kind of trying to get the word out about it again. Mm-hmm. It's a very affordable way to protect your family in the event that you ever need ground or air ambulance transport. And I say very affordable because it's $75 a year for the ground coverage, $135 a year if you want ground and air. And what that does is if you're ever transported by LifeNet,
right,
we take your insurance payment as payment in full. If insurance denies your bill, and that happens 20 to 25% of the time in a lot of cases, we discount your bill by 40%. It's a great program to have. It covers everybody in your household for one fee. And one of my favorite things about it, I don't know about you, but my family lives about 6 hours from here.
Uh-huh.
And so when they come up and visit for a week at a time every summer, if they were to get sick or injured at my house and we needed to transport them via ambulance,
right,
they're also covered on that membership. So it covers guests in the home transported from your home too.
That is really a good deal.
Yeah.
Especially like I said, if they're in visiting here and you're in the community, or if you live in the community and you're just worried about the ground and not the air transfer or traffic, $75 a year,
it's not bad at all. That's nothing. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have my calculator in my brain, but that's $5 or $6 a month, something like that, a little over $5 a month.
And we're a nonprofit, and so that money also helps us support community education, community outreach, buy the best, ensure we have the best supplies. I mean, we have the best supplies,
but you help
support us as well through that program. So
now, somebody is out there and they're interested in maybe becoming a EMT, paramedic, or dispatcher, which is a very important job. How can they do that?
So they can go to our website to learn more, lifenetems.org/newcareer,
uh-huh,
or they can just lifenetems.org and click a button. They can also call us, 903-556-0301. We'll talk to them and answer questions that they have about getting started in the career or questions they might have about the membership program. It's 903-556-0301.
103-998-5, mypigradio.com, My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, Tina from LifeNet. I'm going to get it wrong every time I say it. So what is your title again?
Director of Public Relations.
Yeah, I don't know why I want to say communications. But
you just think I like to talk a lot.
That's right. That is correct. She talks very well. She could be, as we mentioned, a radio person.
She should be.
Yeah. If you need an extra job, just let us know sometime.
Okay.
All right, we're going to play a game because we usually do this with most every guest. And this is called Slogan Off.
Right.
It is classic edition. I don't want to ask you.
But you will do good.
No, I will not. I am not a slogan person.
I don't want to ask you exactly how old you are, but you're a little younger than we are.
Yeah.
So hopefully the classic edition won't trip you up.
Okay, we'll see.
And there's a modern edition, too. We might try a few of those. But
okay.
Anyway, here it is. It's like a commercial type thing that was a product, and you match it up. Okay, here we go. The first one is just for the taste of it. I'll give you a hint. Okay. It would, since nobody
silence.
Jumped right in, it would be like a soft drink, a Coca-Cola pop, you know, whatever you want to call it, just for the taste of it.
Let's go with, it's not.
Think about it, taste.
Coke Zero, maybe?
She says Coke Zero. That's not correct. What do you think, Tina?
Cherry Coke.
Y'all are really close with everything. It was Diet Coke.
Oh.
And they were talking, you know,
no, just kidding.
The
just
taste
kidding.
Of it. You know, like back, people were worried about how it was going to taste back when they started it.
Gotcha.
What would you do for a
Klondike
blank blank?
Bar.
There you are. Klondike Bar.
Very good. Klondike Bar is correct. So great job, Tina. The juice is loose.
Juicy Fruit.
Close. It's a candy.
Starburst.
Starburst
good
is
job.
Right. The best thing of all, there's a counter on this ball.
Ooh.
I guess it's a game.
Ooh.
I'm not familiar
it's
with it.
A little thing with the stick that you would jump.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I think.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't remember what it's called.
No.
Skip it.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
Very, I had one of those.
Very good.
They were fun.
Wow, I wouldn't know this at all. Wacky Wild blank blank style. It is a drink, and it's a kid's drink. How about that?
Okay.
Mainly considered a kid's drink.
Wacky Wild.
Blank blank style.
Capri Sun?
Capri
Sun?
No.
Lion Punch, you know they have that wacky hair.
Oh,
that's a very good guess.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Let's see. Modern Edition. These are very hard, but you may know these. The only thing stronger than us is you.
Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue. That's a good one.
What is it?
That should be their slogan if it's not.
It should be. Actually, older people usually wear these. Depends.
Oh.
Strong.
No, we didn't get that.
This is Modern Edition. Breathe Happy. Think about the air around you. Want it to smell good?
Febreze.
Very good.
Oh.
Good job.
Live life comfortably. Sit back in your...
Oh, recliner chair.
Yeah, so but what would be the brand?
Boy.
Lazy Boy.
There
very
go.
Good. She's good. And
oh,
the,
I guess you're helping.
Yeah,
I'm watching the line.
I am helping a little bit. The way it should be. It has to do with vehicles.
Toyota. It's not Toyota.
No, it's not a car company.
Like Allstate?
Nah, it's not insurance. It's like, you know, I don't know. I have to say, it has to do with cars. Cars in the name.
Okay. Fast Cars.
CarMart.
There we go.
CarMax.
CarMax.
You were much closer.
All right. There you go. That's Classic Edition and Modern Edition slogan off. We want to thank Tina for coming in and joining us
for
this morning. Thank you to all the EMTs, the paramedics, and the dispatchers out there that do such a great job. And come back and see us sometime.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.